Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started.
Well, so Julian, great to have you on the show. It's really great. And I'm really excited to hear your story, excited to kind of see how you navigated your journey, because every person is so different. And every person, even though obviously they're dealing with Lyme, but Lyme is such a, such a multifaceted disease, and it's hard to really kind of pin it down saying that this is what it's going to be like, you know. And so tell me a little bit about, you know, where it all started for you.
So for me, I'm 33 currently, and so I guess it all started back, I would say, after first year university. So that was around, 21 years old. And prior to that, I've always been a wild endurance athlete, played hockey my whole life. Pretty much hockey was my career up until that point, right? Pretty much, played pro hockey, then got a scholarship to go, to a Canadian Western University.
Which means you got to be pretty good to get a scholarship in hockey in Canada.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of competition.
Lots of competition for sure, right? So, the whole schooling was almost put aside in a sense, right? So, because I was just, you're training 5 to 6, 7 days a week sometimes, right? And that's where you want to base your career. You want to make it to the big leagues, right? One day, or have a career out of it, like long term, right? So that was kind of always my goal. So, once I started going to university, it was kind of, this additional stress, right? Like, I haven't been in school in like a while now, and university, like, I'm not a university. I'm just kind of just like this hockey player who just wants to continue to play hockey, right? So, so it's like a bit of adjustment, right, with like the whole stress factor. But I guess, by the end of the year, trying to juggle, staying in university, getting your grades, and staying on the team, right, it added to that burden. And then, there was this, tipping point where, one night just kind of woke up and, the heart palpitations mostly started, and then the anxiety at that point, right? So that was kind of my onset of first symptoms, at 21 years old, I shouldn't really be having like heart palpitations, right? And so I guess as that progressed going into my following year at university, I was starting to get like skip heartbeats, like as I trained. So like, a high intensity, obviously hockey's very, very intensive. So I'd get my heart rate up and it would start skipping. I'm like, that's not normal. So like, run to the cardiologist or run to the hospital or run to the doctor, be like, my heart's skipping. Okay. Yeah. Here's a Holter monitor. We'll see it. We'll see the results and what you think. And we'll kind of just judge from that, right? So I'm like, okay. So I've done like, probably over 10 Holter monitors over the last 10 years, right? And like, everyone's like, okay, yeah, you had a couple skips here and there, but just normal. Like everything is normal. Like you're totally fine. But I'm like, yeah, but like when I play hockey, like my heart is skipped literally, like I can feel it stopping like in my throat and just thumping and like going kind of like haywire. And they're like, yeah, well, it's just normal. You're just really athletic. Like you have a low heart rate. Like everything is fine. Just keep training. I was like, okay, I keep training. Right. So I guess like throughout those years from 21 to 25, still had those symptoms. So thought it was normal. But then like I had a lot of like mood issues. So a lot of like intense anxiety and then flip-flopping to intense depression and, go see a therapist, go be put on antidepressants, right? So, it took that route because didn't know anything really in the natural holistic world at that time, right? Just wanted to just feel better mentally, right? So those obviously helped and, kind of pursued me to keep going in a sense. But during that time too, like all of a sudden developing like digestive symptoms, like more constipation, more bloating, right? More, oh, I have acid reflux. Oh, they're saying you're getting skipping heart rate because you have acid and so much like gas pressure. I'm like, okay, endoscopy here. The next following year, do a colonoscopy. I'm just like, okay, but nothing's coming back, right? So everything's still clear. And still suffering basically with like the heart palpitations and the digestive symptoms now and like the, you know, the emotional sides of things a little bit. Then I guess once university was done, I was around, you know, 26 years old and, you know, still like very athletic, was, you know, gym rat and work construction too. So, you know, work like 10-hour days and then go personal train at nighttime. So I was like doing a lot on myself, right? And I still knew like I'm still having heart like skipping, I'm still having palpitations. I'm just like, okay, I'm just gonna keep going with it kind of thing, right? And then I would say, you know, around 27, as I was getting more burned out because I would work, you know, 12 hours a day, just started getting like weird. You know, my mouth started getting dry and like decreased saliva production. And then, you know, these random, but like even crazy, more like depressive states. And then from that point on, I'm like, okay, maybe I should just go see a naturopath just to figure out kind of what's, you know, what's going on in a sense. So went to go see my first naturopath. And then.
And how were you introduced to even the thought of seeing a naturopath? Cause that's, I mean, that's, yeah. Obviously that's not the norm.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, I, the first thing I did was like, you know, you hear about the whole diet change, right? Like don't do gluten and dairy. So, you know, I kind of, you know, being more athletic, we kind of learn a little bit more nutrition. So I kind of guess I had more background in like doing my personal training license. Obviously there's a nutrition component involved. So I'm like, okay, maybe like, you know, I'll start a nutrition and it definitely helped, right? Certain symptoms, but I was like, you know, these still main ones are still there. There's got to be some natural approach to kind of help with anything, right? So I guess that's what prompted me to that. And then it was funny because I'm like, if I'm going to see a naturopath, like I'm going to make sure I write everything down like a week prior, all my symptoms, when things happened, right? So at around this time too, I forgot to bring it up, is when I started getting more like this twitching and buzzing sensation, like my legs would twitch. And like, you can see it through my pants. I'm like, okay, that's not normal. Right. And just kind of played it off. Right. In a sense. And doctor's like, okay, we'll go see a neurologist now. Right. So go see a neurologist and you know, you're so young, like you're very athletic. Maybe it's just like deficiencies or maybe did you have any like hockey injuries? I'm like, no, nothing sufficient. So chalked it up as like no significant finding. Right. But still have these, you know, buzzing and twitching sensations, pretty much like lower body and then like face, right? A lot of buzzing and tingling sort of sensations. So I guess I was like, yeah, okay, time to see a naturopath. So it's funny because the first thing he said, he's like, I think you have Lyme disease. I'm like, what's that? Right. And he like went through like this whole, I think it was like the Hogwarts, like you fill out a form and it kind of matches over and you see like what boxes are checked. I'm like, no, it's probably just like my stomach. Like I probably have just like a bug in there that just needs to be treated. And, you know, I'll work on diet. Let's just focus on that. So I guess like 2 months in, nothing was really working. Things were kind of getting progressively worse. And then he's like, so I'm like, honestly, I'll just do a test, right? Just one of the Lyme tests. And it came back positive. So, I mean, on his end, he said, I can't help you anymore. I think you need to see someone that's more knowledgeable into the field, right? Which is greatly appreciated, of course, right? So in Toronto, like, you know, downtown Toronto has a clinic and they specialize more in like integrative medicine, right? So, yeah, using that holistic approach by using like the pharmaceuticals when needed kind of thing, right? So, you know, it kind of bypassed the line just because I had a diagnosis or one test that was positive for Lyme. So, you know, this was, you know, a year after, so around 27, 28, went there. And then, you know, they do the whole workup, like all the blood tests. They did, you know, Armin Labs Lyme panel. They did like SIBO panel. What else? Probably some other panels that I can't even remember now. But, you know, you get all this information back from like the doctors and naturopaths. They're like, okay, you have, you know, SIBO, you have, you know, Bartonella, you have, you know, these other co-infections, you're positive for Lyme, you have all these hormone issues. And I'm like, okay, like, well, what now, what? Right? Like, what's the plan? And, you know, it's expensive, right? Especially like paying up front for, you know, all these tests is like thousands. And then, you know, start on a SIBO protocol, start on a Lyme protocol. Let's add in Bartonella herbs and, you know, let's check for mold. Let's do a mycotoxin panel. And just like, whoa, like, okay. Well, I was like, okay, like here's my credit card. I don't care. I just want to, you know, feel better and get to the point of it. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So this was like, you know, April. They're like, okay, like October, you should be feeling better. I'm like, okay, like five months, whatever. I can do it. Like I have the finances. So it's like, you know, this huge like protocol, right? With all the, you know, SIBO, like I was saying before. And, you know, I just couldn't tolerate any of it because it was just so much, right? And then nothing was working. So it's pretty strict, you know, just because of my mentality of, you know, being an athlete. It's like, good, you got to do it. You got to do it hard, right? Make sure everything's on schedule, everything's done proper, right? So having that probably mentality didn't help with the stress levels and, you know, creating, you know, all the other issues. But, you know, come October of that year, I had to basically stop everything. I had to go on like long, short-term leave from my job. And then, you know, it's almost like losing hope at that point because now I have like systemic buzzing and twitching and like lots of neuropathy issues going on and lots of like neurological more issues going on, right? So at that point, you know, I knew the whole mold issue, right? So I'm like, what about if there's mold in my house? Like, why do I feel different kind of like in my room? Like, why is my head spinning? So, you know, I hired a mold guy to come over and to tell my parents, like, oh, there's going to be an inspector coming over just to check out a few things.
Oh, so it's your parents' house and you brought in a mold guy and you're, okay.
Exactly, right? So they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I think there's mold in the house. And they're like, you're crazy, right? And they're like, how much is this guy? They're like, oh, like $800. So they're like, what are you crazy? I'm like, honestly, I just need to know what's going on in the house kind of thing, right? So, I mean, at that point, they had no choice. But so this guy comes over and long story short, like the whole, like behind the wall, there was a leak from the upstairs bathroom or the kitchen bathroom down into a black mold, right? Spread across the back wall. Obviously carpet, like it leaked everywhere, yada, yada, yada.
No wonder.
So that was a problem, right? So that was remediated and all that proper stuff. But during that time, while it was being remediated, I actually had to do treatment in the States. So I went to Florida to do, I think I was there for like 6 weeks. So I went to a clinic, stayed in Florida. And then on the way back, I was like, oh man, like, you know, I just spent like a crazy amount of money or, you know, I had like a GoFundMe and all that stuff. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell people because like nothing really worked. Right. And I just like, everyone expects me to be better now, like after like 6 weeks. Right. So I'm like, I don't even know what to think at this point. Right. So.
And here you're raised because you feel you have a certain responsibility. I mean, all your friends and people, they're donating money to you, you know, for a specific goal and you're not achieving that, you know? So, you know, are you going to do another GoFundMe is that going to work? Is that, I mean, what's next?
Yeah,
exactly. And that was exactly it. So, and then at that time, you know, even from my own, I guess how people knew me as this, you know, hockey player too, like I went, you know, the whole, you know, you try different diets, you know, for example, like I did the whole medical median for 16 months, right? And, you know, being on a plant-based diet, I kind of deteriorated, right? So not saying that his information isn't great, but, you know, it didn't thrive with me, right? So I guess once I came back, I kind of had to play a role in, you know, I feel okay, I feel good, maybe I can start working again, right? So, you know, kind of had to play that role a little bit, but I knew deep down inside that, you know, I still have all these kind of neurological issues going on, right? The pain and just now the mentality of trying to, you know, mask or fake things too, right? So that became harder. So I guess when I came back, I made a game plan, and this was back in, I think, 2019 now. You know, I'm like, you know, what do I want to do with my life and my career now? Because, you know, my old job was in construction. I'm like, I can't go back to another toxic environment where it's like I'm adding to my burden, right? So, and it's not something I wanted to do long term. So it's like, you know, I really got to figure out, and I can't play, you know, hockey at this point. So, you know, I'm going to go to nutrition school, right? I was always into like supplements. I was always into like nutrition. So, you know, while I was in treatment in Florida, I kind of wrote down or researched the school I was going to go to, you know, the length of program and kind of what my, you know, what I want to do with everything, right? Do I want to, you know, when I get better, help people with Lyme, or just, you know, just be a nutritionist and see where it kind of takes me, kind of thing, right? So once I came back, you know, right away, I kind of, you know, registered for school. It was in a few months, I think it was April now. So I went to a holistic nutrition school. So I kind of, from there on, I kind of embarked on this journey in a sense. And then, you know, I had the whole, you know, traumas from relationships now, and things didn't work out because you're sick or whatever was going on too, right, at that point. So, you know, at that point in time when I started school, and then the whole diet thing and following like medical median, I'm like, something's, I have to start like taking things in that my body needs and feels like it needs, because it made me scared to eat meat and eat like oils, for example, right? But I'm like, you know, something's not right. My body needs something and it's craving something. So I just went like the complete opposite of doing like almost like kind of like a GAPS carnivore type of diet, and I was like thriving on it now. So I was like, ooh, like I, you know, put on weight back, and, you know, sensations started to feel better, and my clarity became better. And this was just like with diet too. So I was like very intrigued from what I already learned from like just being in holistic school, taking one diet course, right? How there's so many diets, but now you can get very specific on specific conditions and eliminate like your nightshades or whatever it may be, right? So it's kind of like the stepping stone for me. So again, I guess as I progressed through the last few years through school, you know, and getting better off like my own and working with a naturopath and treating myself, like got, you know, significantly better from that day, from when I was, you know, coming home from treatment and still like symptoms galore, right? So, so I guess what's helped me during that time was, you know, my own treatments, which was working with a naturopath and then doing, you know, a specific diet. So listening or doing, I didn't do any food sensitivity testing. But I looked at more of not just Lyme itself at this point. So I was like, like maybe you don't even have to treat Lyme. Maybe there's something else jiving the immune system, or what other factors are now in play that are making you feel this way, right? So
yeah, correcting the environment where the bugs are in.
And correct. So I was looking
at the bugs will behave differently.
Yeah, so I was looking at the terrain of basically what was going on, right? Because after doing, you know, like when I started studying more functional medicine, so now I, you know, I open my own practice, I run an online business, and I focus more on like the functional aspects, like testing. So like comprehensive stool tests and organic acids testing. Once I started running those tests on myself and looking at, wow, I have other infections in play now. Oh, I have mold in play. Oh, there is candida in play. Oh, there is these other factors in play. And once I started, you know, improving detoxification and working on those without even touching Lyme, I got significantly better. And I still even today haven't really touched a so-called, like, say, like Lyme herb, right? So it's, you know, kind of changed my whole mentality and concept on it, because you know, everyone is very fixated on Lyme, Borrelia, that's it. But it's like Lyme co-infections, lots of co-infection, and now all these different strains that are popping out of nowhere too. So I think that's where it's, to me, it feels like it's getting more like very complex, right? Where testing is still not up to date, but improving, right? We're able to see more of these specific strains, whether in East Coast, West Coast. But I think tackling like this whole holistic, what has brought down or caused immune dysfunction, right? You start taking those layers off. And I believe like fortifying, so I fortified the GI system, and that enabled me to jumpstart my immune system. So basically maybe made things go into dormant at certain times, right? So I guess that was my whole, how I felt better too, and in a sense, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of a big issue for a lot of people dealing with Lyme, because once you're diagnosed and you become so bug specific and you feel that you have to go to war with that bug, and only then will I win and succeed and be better. Yeah, and,
exactly.
And not, instead of looking upon it at, from the holistic point of view, which is where you look at the body as a whole and recognizes, like you're saying, the terrain, what kind of environment does the bug live in, and recognizing that the environment will then alter how the bug behaves within that system. So if you shift the environment, then the behavior of the bug will shift towards more of a friendly and cooperative, living experience.
Exactly. Yeah. And like Lyme is more like a intracellular type of infection, right? So, what potentially gets into a cell, right? From a nutraceutical aspect too, right? So, I guess like research is ever changing right now too, where it's like people are using, high dose vitamin E, right, to use cellular inflammation to bring down that inflammatory response, right? Because we still need this, sympathetic or parasympathetic state while treating, in a sense. If we're just on hyperdrive or our hyperimmune function, then we'll never ever be able to get to that point, right? So it's like tackle the layers, tackle the GI symptom, tackle the GI infections, right? Bring down that low, bring down that cellular systemic inflammation. And then your immune system has now just built up this army. And it's like, okay, maybe I'm ready to go after these like intracellular types of, bacterial infections, right? Or to pull things out of tissues or Lyme can hide, right? Or organs too, or Bartonella blood vessels, whatever it may be, right? But I think it's almost like discovering these other obstacles too for people, because everyone's going to have, it feels like, this mixture of factors, right? Oh, this person has heavy metals. Maybe his occupation, he worked in something that was more metal related, in a sense, right? Or someone grew up with more, pets, like cats, for example. So maybe they didn't scratch when they're younger, and they had this underlying microorganisms of Bartonella, and they're flourishing now, right? So I think the history of an individual, even from like the parent sides of things, right? You look at past generations of people with Alzheimer's and MS now, right? And you're looking like people have these underlying Lyme infections, right? That they're not picking up from your so-called conventional, right? They're just looking at, you have MS, let's look at your brain. No, let's see what's going on internally too as well, because that's, showing up there, right? In a sense.
And you're talking, you're referring to kind of like the toxic load or the burden, and that's the thing, is that as you are reducing the burden, you're freeing up energy for the body to deal with these pathogens or whatever it may be, and sometimes it's not like it's the magic pill, this thing, it's you're just kind of going after and kind of reducing the level in that bucket, initially was just filling over because of whatever it may be, like in your case, mold, and then, other factors as well. So, and you're absolutely right, working on the autonomic nervous system instead of being in that, sympathetic mode, where you're a fight or flight, you go into the parasympathetic or, vagus nerve support, where you bring your body into that restoration, heal, and regeneration. So, and these are just very important principles to understand, you know, while you're in the position that you were in.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, not just from, you know, diet and supplements, right? I think that's what people mostly talk about, but from, you know, what about like the alternative healing aspects, like the infrared saunas, for example, or some people thrive off doing coffee enemas, for example, or liver gallbladder flushes for some people, which, you know, I'm still on the fence about, but I think like, you know, infrared saunas, like skin brushing is free. People do, you know, you look at mouth, that's why I kind of have no teeth because, you know, I had all my root canals pulled, eliminate bacteria, had hidden infections under them too. So, you know, in my case, it's like, why are you taking out your root canals? I'm like, oh, I'm just like lowering like all these infections. I know, you know, I know it's not like the root cause, but, you know, taking those out 10% better. I'm like 10% better. That's pretty sufficient, right? You know, especially to your, like your immune system, right? You're freeing up that space, right? So yeah, teeth, oral health, I think is very connected as well, right? Just from my own experience. And then, you know, obviously being my own practitioner and just research too, right? So I think, you know, that plays a hidden factor too. So proper, you know, tongue scraping, coconut, like I said, coconut oil, that's pretty cheap alternatives than going to do these, you know, I did ozone therapy, I did 10 bypass therapy with no, you know, people thrive on it. Didn't really help me, right? So I know it's crazy to say, but it's like, I'm looking back at that, I'm like, why at that point didn't that help me, right? So I started to not question the therapy. I just think there's a time and place for these like very extensive therapies, whether it's like IV glutathione, whether it is the ozone therapy, whether it's like hot and like cold therapy, for example, right? So I think all these therapies are great, and some are crazy expensive, like ozone, for example.
Well, the 10 pass, yeah, it's a fortune.
Yeah. So I think there's a time and place specifically for those, right? At the right time for someone. I don't think it's like you have Lyme, let's just start ozone, let's just start doing that and see what happens, right? It's more like, no, we're doing this now because you're at this state and this is what's happening. So that's what I kind of believe from experience. And then even with the IV stuff, I've done IV glutathione and, you know, all these crazy IVs 4 days a week with like no help at all, right? So I'm like, that's weird.
I'm curious, when you went to Florida, I mean, what kind of therapies did you receive there that didn't move the needle for you? And again, like you're mentioning, it's a lot of time, a lot of things about timing, you know, that you build the foundation first, you know, and then it's time for that part. But in your case, obviously, the timing either was incorrect treatment or it was incorrect timing. So what were some of the things that they did there that you received?
So mostly there was IV treatments daily. So
and what type?
So they would do more of, so basically when you arrive, they do like extensive blood work. So they'll use like doctor data, for example, and they'll do like organic acids. They'll do like nutritional deficiencies. They'll look at, I guess, mold markers. They'll look at like CD, like all the CD 50 whatevers. And then what else did they do? Like a nutrients panel. So they're more like a natural healing center. So no pharmaceuticals per treatment, and unless it was prescribed according to that individual.
So they did all these labs and then they kind of correlated the treatment based upon the results of the lab. So if you did a NutriValve or whatever it is that they did for what nutrients that you're missing, they would give you the bags, you know, with the nutrients that you're missing. And
correct. And then, correct. Yeah. And then, so basically they'll customize your IV drip per day. And then basically you go in, you sit on like the biomats, right? Improve, you know, circulation and all that. And then specific supplements according to you too, right? So that was basically it. And then diet, they just recommend a certain diet and that was it. So, you know, every day you go in, you do your IV, your custom bag according to your test. right? They did like the Fry labs where they look at like your red blood cells to see, you know, how damaged they are. And that was pretty much it, right? So, I mean.
And it just didn't, it didn't help you at all. Were you getting worse or?
Not getting worse. Yeah, I was just feeling the same and just, I was expecting to feel like a lot better. But it just, I don't know if it was, like I said, I don't knock it and I'm not at all. But I have to tell the truth, right? Like, I didn't really like do much, right? And like, you spend, you know, going to the States is like $60,000, right? So,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, no, of course. I was like, I was kind of puzzled. And then they're like, oh, like, we'll keep up with you. Like, when you go home, we'll do a gut healing protocol. And then like, it just kind of just, you know, like, it just fell through the cracks. Like, they forget the call. And then I was calling to make an appointment. And then I was like, oh, I guess these people don't really kind of care anymore in a sense. Right. But, yeah. So at that point, that's the point where like, I went back to school and, you know, I had to almost take things into my own hands, but just kind of pick that natural path close to home, which was like Lyme literate as well. And I'm just like, that's it. Like, no more doctors, no more than anything else. I'm staying with one, no matter how long this takes, no matter what the journey brings, no matter what I learn and what I know, what I learned from her. Been with her ever since, right? And that was my kind of pact to myself, right? Yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to learn too. You know, I'm going to figure out things too as well. And I knew it was going to be like a long process in a sense. I'll keep my family doctor in play in case I need something. Right. Because I'm never against like the whole pharmaceutical side when needed. That's what I did. I kept the pack and just continued on. And, you know, as I went on and learned more on my own, like schooling and my own naturopath, just little by little, like little things, and then did my own stuff, like my saunas and binding and all that stuff. Right. And just listened to how I felt, right. How I felt doing those, how I felt, you know, introducing different foods, how I felt introducing different supplements or different fibers, or probiotics, right? Just listen more or take the time to actually be like, okay, like start a new supplement, one, and do it for at least 5 days and see how you actually feel, right? Mm-hmm. Not just like here's 10 or 20 and start. I think that's almost the issue now with people. It's like they see a Lyme doctor or a functional doctor or an integrative doctor. It's like, here you go. Here's 15 supplements on your protocol. Make sure you're gluten and dairy free, and we'll see you in, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. And they're like, they're happy because they got a diagnosis and like they can start on a journey. But like, some people are so sensitive, like you'll never ever like even get out of like, you know, first base, for example, right? So,
and here you're an athlete, and you're, you know, and you're used to just following, like you're saying, that you stick to protocol, you stick to training. And you expect them to achieve a certain result, you know, even you're used to just push through. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean.
Probably didn't help.
Exactly.
Probably didn't help. And I think most people are just, the fear kicks in too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to get better, right?
Yeah, because you'll feel helpless. I mean, here you're doing everything that you can and you're going beyond. And you're following and yeah, you're not getting it. So yeah, what else can I do? I'm doing everything and I'm not getting there. So yeah,
and spending all this money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the finances, right? I mean,
yeah, it's a fortune. Yeah, and this journey, I mean, is like $100,000 at least, I would assume, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm sure that's almost average, it feels like, right? So
yeah.
I guess that's why, like, I'm, you know, from learning so much and then, you know, not specializing, but incorporating like Lyme in my practice as well as like autoimmune and, you know, chronic digestive conditions and how they almost relate in a sense, right? So,
absolutely.
You know, saving funds on, you know, because you can spend on everything, right? Just keeping it simple, right? Like starting slow. Maybe someone just needs to, no supplement, just you know, get off the standard American diet first and let's see how you feel, right?
Yeah.
Let's start there. And then let's start, you know, if you want to get into the whole, like, I found like the whole, I guess like the newer testing I'm doing is like the like functional microbiome analysis, where it's looking at like your diversity. So people, even for like Lyme patients, some people have been on antibiotics for what, months to years, right? Mm-hmm. So it's looking at like how much damage now has that done to your whole like diversity in your gut, right? So like even people who are coming off antibiotics now, you know, they, the other naturopaths want to do more antimicrobials because they think they have like the candidas and the yeast issues still. And just like, oh, like maybe they just don't need all this like kill nonstop, right? Let's just take a step back and let's zoom in on what we actually need to fill in from a weak point right now. And let's build on like this diversity that where our immune, 70% of our immune system is sitting. So we can kind of build on that. And then we're able to tackle more things because we've built this army down there and we filled in our weakness points because everyone is so different, right? So I guess that's where the like that testing helps, right? Where it's becoming bio-individualized, right? Too, and filling in whether it's, you know, a genetic component involved too, right? Because some people do have that. I don't believe it's the full picture, obviously, but I think that's what helped me too, right? Not being fearful of doing certain foods because the SIBO diet said so, or the, you know, paleo or vegan, whatever, right? No, that's like everyone's going to be completely different. Maybe a mix and match of everything combined for someone, right? So it's fear of like social media too, and the whole trend in the whole holistic field right now too, with, you know, COVID being in play too. Everyone's better, you know, from a nutritional and supplemental aspect, but you know, now they're following these crazy diets, these fad diets too. That's for some people that makes them worse too, right? So, I mean, everything with a grain of salt as well.
Yeah, that's a key. You know, that's a key. Well, I really appreciate your story. I really appreciate what you've gone through, and this, I mean, it's exactly this that people need to know and understand, because when they embark on these journeys, you know, and they're diagnosed, you know, so that they don't just kind of jump on spending hundreds of thousands, you know, but recognizing to kind of, you got to lay the foundation, and the foundation usually is not that expensive. I mean, the kind of foundational pieces are, you know, they're key. And once you've done that and see how far you've come with that foundation, then maybe you can hit it with some of these bigger hitters. But exactly. maybe you don't need to, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly it, right? I think that's why you said it perfectly. It's basically been my whole kind of, you know, journey where it's like, use lime herbs, didn't work. Yeah. Did other functions work and didn't even incorporate it back,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Or, you know, I was able to tolerate bigger dosages, mm-hmm, right?
Exactly. Well,
and I think it's great how much you've learned and what you've kind of turned your life around into because of what you went through. And I just think it's great. It's sad that we have to advocate so much for ourselves when we're sick. But in your case, it really benefited you and worked. And so that's just great that you got to where you are.
Of course. And we're still, I think everyone with, you know, the diagnosis too is always striving every day to get to their, you know, optimal feeling point, right? I think everyone kind of still maybe struggles with, you know, not 40 symptoms, but maybe like between 1 and 3 symptoms, right? So I would never say like, oh, like I'm cured of Lyme. No, you know, but you know, I'm living my life happy. You know, I do a job that I love. I have relationships. I'm able to play my sports again. Yeah, maybe I have a hiccup of 1 or 2 symptoms here and there, but I'm able to recognize and deal with it and not push through it.
Yeah.
But try and fix it or mitigate it or recognize the patterns, because each pattern in an individual is going to be very different in the long term too, right? Whether it is an exposure of a chemical, whether it is, you know, if you're out in the field again, maybe there's another thing that happens too, right? So it's just recognizing those points and dealing it with it when it comes and not trying to push through or, you know, pushing it aside in a sense, right? Yes. I think that's key too for everyone to know as well, because with anything, with any disease or labeled disease, down the line, you know, there's, if we go back to that toxic bucket, right? It's just, it overfills again, right? And then what? And then you just go back to square one. No, you don't let it go back to square one. Like I said, you deal with it, right? You know the necessary concepts again. You're not going back all the way down, but you know maybe to relax, you know, instead of going out all the time or taking the time to, you know, do your infrared saunas an extra day or two during the week, right? So it's me time too as well, not just satisfying everyone else or your practitioner, your other clients. No, you need to block off time for yourself too and relax and de-stress, right? So you're able to recuperate, right? But then you have the necessary nutrients, you know, the nutrition, right? So you can incorporate that back or increase, and then you proceed on too as well. I think that's a very key component too, as people have it and then, you know, going forward too. Right.
Yeah. I mean, you need to have that awareness. I mean, and you need to know your body, and you need to know, you know, when to stop, you know, when to shift gear, and you need to know these things. And when you're on a journey long enough, like you have, then you see all the kind of causative relationships, you know, the cause and effect, you know, you see all these things, and then you learn the patterns. And then you learn to, well, I'm starting to get too close. You know, I got to slow down, get a step back. You know, this is the herb for that, or this is the therapy for that. And these are exactly things that each individual learn as they go through the journey. And so, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, no, that's very, that was probably one of my hardest struggles through my journey was I didn't always listen to my body. Like, life was happening. I had to go do life or do this, and you push through it. And that's not the way to go, because more times than not, you're going to end up worse than you were from the start. So you got to go slow, listen to your body, get in touch with your body, know, you know, how you feel, what makes it feel better, and do that to stay healthy.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You don't want life happening to you. You want to be the driver's side, yeah, and the driver's seat.
Exactly.
Your life. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, thanks so much. I really
thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah. This was awesome. And keep doing your awesome work.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
You too. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you reaching out. And hopefully you hear more stories and more awareness from it too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing, just bringing awareness and giving people tools that they can use so they can awesome. Get through this more easily. So thanks a lot.
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate it again.
My pleasure. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Information this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com, and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeld.